This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I am Nick Schwert. I am at Jefferson's Restaurant at 15th and Wakarusa. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, perhaps later, hanging out, having a good time, watching some NBA basketball. If you come by and tell your waitress that you're here to support the Roundball Classic, they will donate 50% of your ticket directly to the cause. They're going to be doing that all night long. We have got a pretty nice little cast of characters here of Kansas celebs, I guess we'll call them. The two coaches, Bud Stallworth and Calvin Thompson, are in attendance. Former Kansas head basketball coach Ted Owens just walked in. I know Kenny Gregory is going to be here any minute. Cole Aldridge is going to be out here later as well. I'm interested in seeing how many wing-eating challenges we can get Brian Haney to do before 6 o'clock rolls around, or even after. We can be doing this all night long. It's just wing-eating challenge day with Brian Haney, and then he can't make it to the game tomorrow because he's at the hospital, like getting his stomach pumped or something. Okay, so Pony Thompson put something up on Facebook. If you can guess his starting lineup for tomorrow's game, you get like some autographed. What do they get? Autographed memorabilia? Autographed picture. If you can guess his starting lineup. Now, I'll put this in front of you. I'm not giving you my cheat sheet because I think I've already got it figured out. I said during the break, I told Bud straight up, I think Calvin's got the better team. Now, Bud's got two NBA guys, but Calvin has youth. You've got a lot of guys who can give you a lot of minutes, Pony. That's why I think you got to be happy with that team.
A lot of guys that can give me a lot of minutes.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get a bunch of guys who are 30s and above.
I understand what you're saying, but to beat Bud, I can't play a lot of guys. Bud don't like subbing his guys.
So he's going to run him into the ground.
Right, so I'm going to have to match man for man with Bud.
But how much game planning have you been doing?
First of all, I think you all should take your time. And I should have been sitting in the chair before you all start going back and forth about my team. Okay, that's all I wanted to say because, you know, yeah. I think I saw a couple of things change by the time I walked down the steps over there. And if some other names have shown up.
You think we're like altering the teams on the fly?
I have a concern about that because, as I said, I saw a lot of communications going on and high-fiving and shaking hands while I was away. And all of a sudden, my roster – I can make it work.
Well, who do you?
I can. You know what?
I'm gonna orchestrate a trade.
I forget about all that.
First time in the Rock Chalk.
I really forgot about that, and I don't really worry about the roster because the names on the jersey doesn't matter that much. It's the guy sitting in the last seat. Okay.
Really?
That's where I look at it.
Wow. So, that's not really a way to rally your players, is it?
Yes, it is.
Are we gonna order all that?
I'm taking all the grunt work.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the guy.
All right, so you're taking
Matter
all the credit
fact,
and
might,
all the blame.
I might even wear my tennis shoes
Wait,
tomorrow.
So no. you took so when you guys took I'm, the L last year, you took that one personally.
How many L's
right?
do I have?
No, he said last year.
No.
Wait, hold it.
Don't jump into this now. how many coaches has been here every year?
I think you're the only one. Is
That's
that right?
The only
there
one.
Right. He's the only
Take,
one.
Taking all the heat every year.
That's
I don't.
Right.
I don't change nothing that I do. Okay.
And Bud himself actually broke a tie at the end of regulation
in a free throw contest
shoot-off with Scott Pollard.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that. And let me tell you something.
Hold it.
Don't jump in on that now.
Career
number one.
Percentage.
Number one.
60%?
The shot was made. It was made.
Scott, you proud of beating Scott Pollard in the shoot-off?
I'm proud of beating anybody that walk up to. Ray Charles walks up to. I am proud of beating him, okay? Yeah, I am.
No, go back to your question about him losing last year.
Yeah.
Okay. How many games have you coached over there?
I've coached a lot. Head coach, I probably
beat
you
last year. Hold. Just coaching now. That's not head coach.
I've been here every year.
Okay. How many wins do we have?
One.
Okay. How many wins do I have?
The rest.
Thank you.
The rest.
Keep in mind.
And I know.
My first 7 years, I was with you.
That's true.
Yeah, but you were with me, but you were not in my seat.
but I was with you. How I was we, telling yeah, you, okay, Bud, okay. Do this. Bud, do that.
You were telling me that.
How do we know who's mostly responsible for those wins? How do we know Calvin wasn't the one kind of orchestrating everything behind the scenes?
I wouldn't even justify answering anybody bringing that even to the table.
But how I would justify it is once we split up, what happened?
Oh, man, took that L.
Well, if you're gonna give me the L when you took over that other team, who's gonna get the other L's?
Morningstar.
See, good coaches take their own losses and their own victories.
But it wasn't me.
And see, you already didn't jump. You already threw somebody else in the mix, a whole nother guy that you have said is the reason that you had the one loss.
No, you asked the question, yeah. And I gave you the answer.
I got that, and I appreciate that, Calvin. I really do. And for all the good things that you talked about, I probably missed out on most of them, but I still hang around and allow you to continue. Since you got that sheet of paper in front of you, can you move up to the high-tech stuff? Like, I'm using phones and
he's got
iPads.
Like he's got
and
like a tablet.
Yeah, you know.
Cell phone.
I, if you need a little help on that, you know, I can give you some updates over here.
I'll have to have my daughter come over here and help
me. See, that's another thing. You're looking out for somebody else to take your place again.
I just told her never be too proud to ask for help.
That's right. That's good advice, bud. And that's the same thing maybe you could be using with your assistant coaches to say, hey, who's your assistants this year? You know, you look at Morningstar. You got Sasha Khan. National champ in attendance. You're not going to ask for any of his advice.
What were those names again?
Roger Morningstar, Brandon Schneider,
Spoon.
Yeah, Brad Witherspoon, man. I think he does some coaching at the high school level. Does that mean anything to you, bud?
I'm taking.
What do you ask of your assistants if you don't need their help? What are they there to do?
I allow them to absolutely do nothing, but if the players get injured or they need something to drink and things like that, I'm all for them. But once you have too many messengers trying to control the understanding of the whole team, I think you confuse the guys a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So generally speaking, I let my guys kind of, you know, talk to themselves. Even I let Calvin talk to them sometimes, you know, very little, but sometimes. And I think he, you know, gives a little bit to the table when he was working with me. I think we worked out things pretty well. Now that I remember that he was coaching the only game that I've lost, I think I'm going to have to just wear him out, you know, tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go back to last year's game. Yeah. That was a rare loss for you. Man. What happened, man?
Just a loss, you know. It's, you know. It's just like the Golden State team, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
They walked into a buzzsaw last year because they thought they were going to just kill, you know, LeBron James. And it took them that year.
That's kind of what you guys did last year, a little kinda, overconfident?
Kind of, a little overconfident.
From what I've seen, he tried to coach last year.
Okay. That was the problem.
Okay, so
here we go
again, you know. We have one victory, and I don't know how many defeats in any of this. And so if I can just hold on to one in every – how many games have we had?
This is number eight, right?
Okay. So if I can go –
yeah, because you're 6-2.
If I can go at least one in every eight games that we have and lose that one, I'm good. I'm walking out the door, happy as I can be.
Okay, well, and you should be.
Yeah.
You're the all-time winningest coach – the history of this event.
And the only one that stepped to the table and made a shot as a coach to win a game. Now, we got to put that in there, too. If we're going to put all the bad in there, we got to put the good in.
We got to put the good that you beat Scott Pollard in a free throw shooting.
Nick, you're not giving
– and you're proud of
that. It's just his team. It's his team. They picked – I didn't pick Scott.
Nick,
his
you're not
team
giving,
picked him.
You're not giving Bud enough credit. Scott Pollard shot 70% from the free throw line as a senior.
That's right. Oh, 70% free throw shooter, Scott Pollard.
Oh, well – no. Pony shot about
that's still,
95.
That's still Scott Pollard.
Yeah.
And it was pressure.
So if it came down to a tie again this year, you'd be confident in knocking it down again?
Blindfolded.
What if it was you versus Pony?
Blindfolded.
He won't get a chance.
Because you'll knock the first.
Exactly.
It's going to blow out.
Exactly.
There we go. I like to hear that. We're talking to the two coaches of the Roundball Classic, Bud Stallworth and Pony Thompson.
I'm almost speechless now after hearing that.
Are you almost speechless?
Every year it's something new.
That'll be the day, Bud, when you just say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and abstain. Well, I want to get into some of these rosters. Pony, you said you're giving away an autographed picture if someone can guess your starting lineup.
Correct.
Has anybody gotten it yet?
They were really close. I had one that picked three and one that picked four of them. But close only counting Horseshoes, yeah. Hand Grenades, and Missouri making it to the Final Four.
I think I got it though. All right, I'm going to throw this out there. Okay, the ones I know are going to be starting. You got Cole Aldridge, I think, is a for sure in there. I got to think Mario Chalmers is a for sure in there. Give me Elijah Johnson, Mario Little, and Drew Gooden.
Not even close.
How many did I get?
I think you got the first two.
That's it? I got two out of five?
What was the last three? When you threw me when you said EJ.
He put up like 35 a couple years ago.
I quit listening when you said EJ.
Man, he went off a couple years ago.
EJ's my man. If we were playing against Iowa State, he would be in there. Now.
Well, okay. Well, you need a two guard. So
Who did you say? You said Cole or Aldridge?
I said Cole. I said Mario. I said both Marios.
No, you did not.
Yes, I said Cole, Mario Chalmers, Mario Little, Elijah, and Drew Gooden. That was my five. That's a good five.
That's a good five. Any five you pick is a good five.
What do I got to do to get an assistant coaching gig around here?
You're talking too much.
There we go again.
He keeps it pretty tight-knit on his coaching tree.
Hey, brotherly, but his coaches sing the national anthem.
They got to wait in the locker room. They can come out after. What do you need? Pen? Bud, you have your starting lineup figured out?
Have I figured my starting lineup? Well, you know, right off the bat, Pony went up. Well, he got Ben McLemore, you know. Right off the top of the bat, you know, dissecting my team right off the bat. You know, we got 11, 12 other players out there, and who did he call out? Ben McLemore.
Yeah.
Off of my list. Well, that's the disappointing thing. Hey, I didn't have a chance to speak.
Ben's agent called Brian and asked him to please have Bud sub him. He hadn't subbed Ben in 2 years.
Sub him?
Well, you're wearing the guy out. It's a big off season for Ben.
You know? Give him a break.
He got some free agency. He needs to stay healthy. Don't run this guy into the ground, man. He's got his livelihood to look after.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this, and I'm not taking anything away from his team, okay?
All right.
The lineup, the guys that were picked. But somebody, did he pay you all to put that list together the way it is?
No, they drafted. You heard it.
Yeah. Who is they?
Brian drafted Calvin's team. And his friend Michael drafted your team. This mystery man Michael is in charge of assembling your roster.
So but that
in it, that in itself deserves a repass.
You think so?
Yeah, right there. We don't have a name
have
for the person. The other person. We don't have a name for that.
Have we ever?
Was it Calvin Thompson by any chance?
Hey, how about this? You know what we'll do? We're gonna take.
Hold on.
We're gonna bring one of your players on.
Excuse me. No. I wouldn't even dare think about doing anything to those kids like that. No. When I first put my shoes on in my career playing sports, I stuck with what somebody either gave me or I lucked into having, and I wouldn't think of. It's just beside me to think that somebody would do something like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, let's move forward.
Hey,
now.
We're going to bring one of your players on who's in attendance with us, Kenny Gregory, on the blue team. He's going to join us coming up in the next segment.
It's about time we got some talent in here.
That's right.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Now, 40, I don't want to slight you, Kenny. 46, is that the number?
I think so.
Hey, you know this guy?
Let me just tell you something, first of all. Somebody asked you anything, and if it didn't relate to how many numbers you dropped on somebody's head, just skip all that, okay? Just ignore that.
I got you.
Okay, you know. Okay, now go
46 ahead. Inch vertical, man. That's still the record at the NBA Combine. So are you going to be at? I mean, Kenny, that was
I am not
17 years ago.
Something like about.
So what
16.
Are we at now? Because you could fall off and still jump higher than like half the people on the planet. You understand
that? I have no idea. I'm sure it's not nowhere near that these days.
Are you going to be counting on his high-flying
repertoire
tomorrow?
Absolutely not. I'm not giving up any more knowledge about my game.
Come on, bud.
No. Pony's over there writing it down.
You got to give us something, man.
Okay.
It's just me and you. It's just me and you.
No.
I won't tell anybody.
First of all, Kenny can not only jump, he can play basketball, okay? Let's get that straight.
That's right.
His skill set is much higher than that. So that's the reason when people start talking about, you know, you got 47 inches, this and that, don't even pay any attention to that. Because, number one, you got to have something between his head up here that's got 47 inches old. Not your legs and your feet, okay? Now, let's move on.
Well, okay, what do you remember? You were in – were you in Lawrence when Kenny was playing? What do you remember?
Was I in Lawrence?
Well, I don't know.
I've been in Lawrence all my life.
I know you went.
You got to do some history work here.
Well, no, I know you were in New Orleans for a while. Yeah. I know you grew up in Alabama. I didn't know where you've been
here
the entirety of your life. Okay, what do you remember about Kenny coming
great,
on
great,
campus?
Great athlete, great basketball player, great young man. All of that.
And that
go ahead.
That was kind of in between. It was I don't want to say it was in limbo, but it was kind of in between two really dominant eras of basketball, right? You know, you had the Rafe and Pierce years, and then...
Well, when we start talking about dominant years of basketball, are we talking about championships, or are we talking about winning regular season games?
Well, how would you define it?
Championships.
Nothing less?
Nothing less.
I mean, you could argue the 96, 97 teams were maybe the best team.
How many championships there?
Okay, so what's the best team in the history of the school?
At KU?
Yeah.
The 19, let me see, what team was that I was on? They went to the Final Four.
The team that they didn't win a championship, though, did they?
No. You guys would, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Can't be the best team then, right?
Well, if you were talking about the best team, it's the 88 team, then that's the only one in my – since I've been breathing.
Okay, how much KU do you get to watch now?
I usually watch almost most games that are on national television.
Yeah.
I usually catch all of them.
That's right.
If it's on, I'm watching.
Hey, you'd be surprised. Sometimes
– they let it go.
We have guys back, and they say, you know, it don't – well, some guys are playing overseas, and it's just hard to watch, or they've got their own schedules where they can't watch as much. So,
with the technology today, they have no excuses.
Don't tell me, man.
I'm just saying, you know, you try it. Well, you know, they over there, you know, maybe I could get the signal right or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're a bit of a world traveler, right? How many years did you spend overseas?
I played 11 years in Europe, about 8 countries. So, I usually lose track of all the names of the places I've played, but I bounced around and got to travel, you know, for a little over a decade, so I know that experience very well.
Best country you lived in outside of America?
Greece and Italy.
Best player you played against?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Not sure.
See? Everybody was the same, right?
So if I asked you the same question, you wouldn't have an answer either.
I'm not Everybody sure. That's a good question.
See that? See what I'm saying? It's real simple.
Well, what is the level? How would you compare or describe the level of play in Europe? And I know it's not. It's pretty broad to just say Europe, but in general, the places you were playing compared to. Cause, I mean, we know college, we know NBA, and I guess to an extent, you know the D League. But how would you compare the competition?
I think top level Europe. Like, if you're fortunate to make it to, like, the highest level, like the EuroLeague level, those are, like, the top teams from every country. That's very high level. To me, I think the style of play is a lot different. The game is different. It's more team-oriented. So you're not going to see guys getting 30 points, 25 points every night. It's more of a – you're going to play your half of the game and, you know, more of a team game, which is a lot different than, you know, what you used to watch in, like, an NBA where, like, the stars have to get theirs first, and then we'll worry about winning second. It's more about, you know, team and winning in Europe. That's how you keep a job.
Right.
If you're not winning, even if you're putting up 20 points as an American, you'll probably be packing your bags. So.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last year, and I've talked to a handful of guys from KU who have went over and played, and some guys love their experience, and they say, I loved it. I played in a great city. There was a ton to do. The culture was awesome. I just really enjoyed my time. And then you talk to other guys who say, you know, I was kind of in a country there or a city where there wasn't much going on, and the coach, and it was kind of sketchy the way I was getting paid and stuff like that. Like, Did you most of the time enjoy your experience over there? Did you have a mixed bag?
Most of the times. As far as like lifestyle and living, I enjoy most of the places. I hated France, though.
Really?
That was my least favorite
place. A lot
place.
Of people, I seem like, would like France.
Oh, I hated France.
Why?
I'll never go visit France.
What was so bad
food,
about France?
The food was bad. We played in like a smaller city where, you know, it was like 2 hours from Paris. Not too far, but not close enough to go in on off days. The food was bad. It was an older city. Wasn't any young people there, so I hated France.
How old would you have been at the time?
I was about 26, 27 then.
Yeah, I don't know how I would. That's my age. I don't know how I would feel living in France at 26.
Yeah, but
if they're writing checks, I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't? You play anywhere? Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere.
Have you been to Europe?
I didn't go there to play, though.
No?
Just traveling.
But you were old. But you weren't like mid-20s when you did.
No. I was older than that. Yeah.
So you think in your mid-20s you would have been fine living in rural France?
If I was getting checks, I would have been.
Well, I'm sure from that aspect you're all right.
I think
with
you
it.
Just have to remember what you're there for.
Right? Yeah, right.
It's an opportunity to continue to play the game you love. Not fortunate to make it to the NBA. Get to make a pretty good living at it if you reach a high enough level over there. And, you know, I will say it's not for everybody.
Yeah. I got a question for you then.
Yes.
Over the years, because I saw you in your prime, okay, over the years, if you had an opportunity not to make as much money, but if somebody from the NBA would offer you a contract, would you have taken it?
My first 3 years playing overseas, yes.
Okay.
After that, no.
No. Okay.
No. You get comfortable. I think you should have to try to focus on what you're doing, instead of still reliving what didn't happen.
And try to go instead of giving it away.
Yeah, I think you just kind of like lose focus. I think for me, in my first year out, I tried the D-League for 1 year, and I said, you know, I got to make some money, man. I can't do this forever.
But it's a business.
Yeah, I can't do this forever. Mm-hmm. So I was more open to at least seeing what Europe was about. Okay. So I went and experienced it and learned that, you know, I liked it. I was a pretty open-minded guy, so I was able to adjust to different cultures and being in
business.
Different places. Yes, it's a business. At the end of the day, nobody cares once you're done playing.
That's right. That's it.
Where you play it at. They just want to know if you can pay for whatever you're trying to buy.
That's right.
Well, we got Bud Stallworth, Kenny Gregory here, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Calvin Thompson, Ted Owens in the house as well. I know Cole Aldridge is going to stop by, so we'll take a quick timeout. More with these guys on the other side on the New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.